Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Hello, good morning po, Consul John Rivas.
Good morning, Ronald.
Konjan po, kasi po yung Philippine Airlines po beginning 24 March, ititigil na po nila yung direct flight nila, no? From the Philippines to Darwin. Ano po ang epekto sa mga kababayan natin na gustong pumunta ng Philippines ng diretso?
It's a sad news for us, for Philippine Airlines to pull its services out of Darwin. They're saying that they will keep the service, which is a direct flight from Manila to Brisbane, and dumping the segment of that flight, which is the segment for Darwin, for economic reasons.
Consul General, I understand you made a representation to the other Philippine carriers, the Cebu Pacific, so, no? Para as a replacement.
All right, okay. The delegation was composed of myself and the CEO for Asian Engagement of the Northern Territory, the Director for Civil Aviation of the Darwin International Airport, and also the Deputy CEO for the NT Tourism. So we spent the whole day going to two different service providers' airlines. So we also went to Cebu Pacific and presented our offerings of doing a point-to-point service with Cebu Pacific. The point-to-point service, Ronald, is Manila, Darwin, Manila with Cebu Pacific. So it seems that we presented all the facts and figures, and hopefully when they say that they will come for a visit and do an exploration visit, then we are prepared to receive them. Mm-hmm. And in anticipation for that, I also establish a forum in the Facebook wall of Philippine Consulate General in Darwin. I established a forum there requesting anyone, friends of their friends and their friends, to get as many different reactions, not liking, but you can like it, but please write the comments welcoming the Cebu Pacific into Darwin. Because when I presented to the idea that, or the facts that there are 6,000 Filipinos in the Northern Territory, and to include the top end of Australia, suggesting the top portion of WA, NT, and Queensland, all up, it could add up to quite close to 8,000 people. So there's really a market in there, plus the friends and families and so on. We can sustain that, provided the price is affordable.
From other way around, a Filipino tourist going to Australia, you can also encourage that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We also we had dinner on that day with the ambassador of Australia to the Philippines. As far as the visa is concerned, the protocol for the visa would stand. All right? So we're suggesting that the bona fide tourists would be given the visa, especially those who can afford the visit. Because when you go and tour, which means you have the cash to sustain yourself, all right, and not the burden to the taxpayers of Australia, or going away. All right, so the protocol there, we can't touch it because it's the immigration matter of Australia.
Yeah, Consul General, kailan po natin malalaman yung decision ng Cebu Pacific whether
we don't really know. All right, Cebu Pacific is saying if ever they will do that, it should be by 2019. And we were asked how long or when do we want it, and they said now. And they said no, it's impossible. But we'll let you know, because I will certainly post the good news when we make another delegation or representation to Cebu PAC, or maybe Cebu PAC to get invited to come here so that they can do a reconnaissance visit.
Okay. Maraming salamat po, Consul
General. All right, thank you, Ronald.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.